Hi, can we talk? Oh no. It's nothing bad. It's just something that I've been holding back for a while now, but I think it's really important that you know. No. You didn't do anything wrong. This is about me, not you. What do you mean? This is starting to sound like a breakup talk. We're not even dating yet. Yeah, I may have said yet. And yes, that might have something to do with what I wanted to talk about. Maybe. Assuming I don't chicken out. Yes, I know I said that out loud. That still doesn't mean anything. Plausible deniability and all that. Okay, the thing I have to tell you, what I really need you to know. Can you give me a few seconds to prepare myself? Also, to think of an escape route if I chicken out again. Also, can you pretend you didn't hear that part? Thanks. So how do I begin? Remember that Valentine's Day when you found that unsigned love letter in your locker? No, that it wasn't me. Definitely not. I didn't have the guts to send mine. Please ignore that last part. Anyways, you know how in the letter it talked about how much she loved you and wanted your babies, and it got really lewd at one point? I mean, really, I'm not even sure if some of those positions are possible. I got kind of horny just reading it. And you never really found out who sent it either. No, really, it wasn't me. You wouldn't want to be with that bitch, anyways. Not that I know who it was. No, really. It's not like I tracked her down and threatened her into backing off or anything, because that would be wrong, even if she was a bitch, hypothetically. I think I lost track of the point somewhere. Where was I again? No, do not ask about the girl who sent you that letter. She is not worth your time, and she's not getting near you anyways. I made sure of that. Again, hypothetically, of course. This is so hard. Thank you for being patient with me. You are always so kind to me. That's one of the things that I love. You heard nothing. Oh God. Okay, ignore that. Let's try again. What I'm trying to say is I really love your lips. I love your lips. They're really nice lips, you know? Like Daniel Radcliffe's. I always want to know what it's like kissing Daniel Radcliffe. That's not right. And it definitely has nothing to do with you specifically. You just have nice lips. That's all. So, can I try kissing you? Not because I want to kiss you in particular or anything. Just your lips, which happen to be attached to you. Nothing strange about that. I can? Really? Oh, okay then. I'm gonna do it. Last chance to back out before I violate your lips. Like, are you really sure you? You just kissed me. No. I didn't ask you to kiss me. I asked if I could kiss you. Not because I like you or anything, of course, but. Wow. Is that what kissing feels like? If it is, I think I really like kissing you. Wait, no, not you. I meant, what was that celebrity again? Daniel Radcliffe? So yeah, not like you specifically, just your lips, since they're similar and all that. No, it was just a really nice first kiss. Not because it was you or anything. No, of course not. Just because you have nice lips. And really nice eyes, too. Actually, you're really handsome, you know that? I mean, objectively speaking. Huh? Oh, yeah, that was my first kiss. I wanted to make sure my first time was with someone I really, really liked. I didn't mean that, actually. I didn't mean that I liked you. I'm not saying that I don't like you. I do, but I mean, we're not like together or anything. Just, you know, hypothetically speaking, I might be perfectly fine with you being my first kiss for reasons. Forget I said anything. It was a perfectly fine first kiss, and it may or may not be exactly like I imagined it. But can we stop talking about me? Let's just talk about you instead. Yeah, you did me a really big favor, letting me kiss you and all that. So is there anything you want me to do for you, like, as thanks? Wait, what? You want to kiss me again? Are you sure? Like, really, really sure? I mean, why would you want to kiss me? Was I a really good kisser or something? Okay. I guess it makes sense that you want to kiss me in exchange for letting me kiss you, I think. But seriously, are you sure this is what you really want? I'm sure there are a lot. Oh wow, I guess that answers my question, maybe. You do want to kiss me, right? This isn't just you being a good friend, since I like your lips, because they're really nice, you know? Maybe even nicer than Daniel Radcliffe's, or was it Christian Bale? I don't know, one of the two. Oh my god. Your lips are really nice. And the rest of your body too. And your... Wait. Why are you touching my chest? I mean, you don't have to stop or anything. It's totally fine. I'm just wondering, since you're always good with boundaries and all that. Unfortunately. Oh, I started touching your dick. There's a perfectly reasonable explanation for this. I just can't think of it yet. Would you believe me if I said it was an accident? I mean, I didn't mean to, but my hands just brushed past it, and you know. I was full on touching it? For how long? And you let me? Okay, no excuse. I was touching it because you have to take responsibility. Yeah, you have to take responsibility for kissing me. It was my first kiss, and I wanted it to be with someone I really liked. And now I can't give you, I mean, my hypothetical future boyfriend, my first kiss anymore. So you have to take responsibility for that. No, it makes perfect sense. Since you took my first kiss, you have to follow through with it. Don't you know? That's how first kiss etiquette works. You can't just leave me hanging like that. You have to show me you mean it. What do I mean? Well, the way I see it, if you're gonna take my first kiss, you have to take my virginity too. No, look, it makes sense. You have to take responsibility and sleep with me. You stole my first kiss, so you have to finish the job. Otherwise, I can't get married anymore. Okay, maybe this made more sense in my head. But my point still stands, you know. Since I'd want my first to be with the same person, it feels like a forever sort of thing. Not that we necessarily have to be together forever and get married and have three children or anything. Look, my point is, you don't have a choice. If you don't have sex with me now, then I'll die alone surrounded by cats. And I don't even like cats. So unless you want me to become a cat lady, then we should have sex. Wait, I was just joking. You really don't have to do it if you don't want to. I could be a cat lady. I heard they're really trending this year. So, are you're okay with it? You're not dating anyone right now, right? I'm not like some sort of side piece. Oh, thank God. Wait, you have someone you like? Who? Wait, no, don't tell me. I'm trying to get you into bed with me, and it would be really awkward if I knew. So I'm just gonna pretend that there's nobody you're interested in. And I can just continue propositioning you like a normal best friend, since that's what friends do. But just you and me, right? I am not letting any of your friends talk you into fucking them. Okay, so you're not sleeping with any of your friends. That's good. So about what I said? So you're fine with sleeping with me? I'm not some sort of disappointment or anything. Oh, that's good. If you said no, I was thinking of running away to Dubai or something. So, how are we going to do this? Should we continue this in bed? Since you know, you being on top of me is nice and all, but it's a bit uncomfortable lying here on the ground. The grass is making me itchy. I can't even lie to you. We should probably get up. Stop laughing at me. It's not that funny. You see this? This is my angry face. You won't like me when I'm angry at you. If you want to keep me happy, then you're gonna have to make it up to me. Oh? Okay. As punishment, you'll have to carry me to bed like a princess. Not that I fantasize about that or anything. Okay, maybe I wanted to be treated like a princess sometimes, but only in general, not by you specifically. Because that would be weird, since we're friends and all. I could see you still laughing at me. Stop it, or that startled me. You can't just pick me up. That, I mean, I guess you just did, but you just can't. Why? I don't know. Why would you do that anyways? That's not fair, calling me your princess like that. Why do you have to be so hot? Did I say you were hot? I mean, it's really hot in here. Not that I'm saying you're ugly either, I just meant stuff. Okay, so we're in bed now, so does that mean we're really, like, like, doing it? Stop teasing me. You know what I mean, the thing, it, you know, like, sex, it's my first time, you know, so. Oh, so we're actually doing it then. This isn't some, like, hyper-realistic fantasy. Not that I'm saying I fantasize about you or anything. How is this thing supposed to work? Do you just, like, stick it in? Is that how it works? Wait, I should probably take my clothes off first, right? Yeah, don't look at me like that. Do you want them or something? My panties? Not that this means anything. This is a perfectly reasonable offer. Okay, wait. I'm not saying that I give out my panties just to anyone. You're the only one I offer them to, but I mean, forget it. You know what would make things clearer? Sex. So let's do that instead of talking about people I may or may not have offered my panties to. Okay, I'm glad we moved past that. So now on to the most important part, sex. You should put on a condom first, right? I have one in my pocket here. Why do I have a condom in my pocket? It's a new trend. It's on TikTok to keep condoms in your pocket. I don't know. I read it online and it's totally legit and not some random lie I made up to explain why I have a condom in my pocket, because I totally wasn't expecting us to have sex today. No, really. You're only having sex with me to take responsibility for taking my first kiss, right? So I definitely couldn't have predicted this would happen. It's not like I planned this or anything. I mean, if I did, I would have needed to pretend to be you and cancel all your plans so you'd have time to come over. But I wouldn't do that. Right, nothing happened. End of story. Now take responsibility, okay? Huh? So you know how to put a condom on? But it's not like you've had a lot of sex before, right? It's just from health class, right? Because if you've been going around sleeping with other girls, then we're gonna need to have a long talk because... Okay. I knew you weren't a man whore. After all, I'm not letting you sleep with anybody if I haven't approved of her first. But now that we've gotten that over with, I guess we could start now. I mean, you can still back out if you've changed your mind, but I'm really horny right now, and I really need you to fuck me. Oh wow. Okay. I think I'm ready. You can put it in now. Oh my god. It's in me. You're inside me, and I haven't even No, I'm fine. I'm really happy. It's not like you make me really happy or anything sappy like that. I don't mean that you make me happy or something. You really do. You really make me happy, but in a I'm so glad we're friends kind of way, not the I'm so madly in love with you and I want to have your babies kind of happy. You know what? Just forget talking. Let's just stop thinking for a moment. Do you think we could do that? Yeah. Okay. Yeah. We don't have to think, okay? Oh my god. You feel so good inside me. Oh my god, I feel so good. You're just a natural, right? You don't do this with other girls, right? You better not be doing with other girls. No, nobody but me. I mean this as a concerned friend, and no, I don't mean it as a friend, because right now, in this moment, you're mine. You're mine. You're mine. Oh my god. I'm never gonna let you go. Don't worry. I'm yours too. You don't need anybody else. Just me. You and me. Forever. Oh my god. Oh my god, I'm coming. Oh my god. Oh my god. Oh my god. believe that just happened. How did I even get here? But I don't regret it. Not this. And maybe now I can, remember that thing I wanted to talk to you about? You know, before all this happened. Well, the thing is, I mean, what I meant to say, you know what? I'm kind of tired. We can talk about it later. But, you'll keep taking responsibility, right? Alright. Maybe I'll be able to tell you someday. But until then, we're still friends, right? And nobody is gonna take my place. Promise? Then I guess I can wait. But one day I'll tell you. And you'll be mine.